If you showed this video to someone in 2010, nobody would believe it's Mark Zuckerberg effortlessly wakeboarding, wearing a suit, cool shades, and a chain, with an American flag in his left hand and a beard. Back then, the Zuck we all knew was the total opposite. He was seen as the most boring man in tech, with no charisma, no personality, no style. Often ridiculed as an emotionless robot, a lizard, a so-called alien.
So, good morning. No. Don't run away.
So, how did Zuck manage to completely turn around the public's perception of him? From being ridiculed to being liked by many new people within what felt like just a few months. Is his transformation an inspiring story? Or perhaps, is it a calculated plan to distract us from something else? This is the surprising evolution of Mark Zuckerberg, who likely would not want you to see the embarrassing video and some leaked emails I'm about to show you soon. June 10th, 2010. Zuck is sweating like crazy in this awkward interview where he's being interrogated about Facebook's controversial privacy policies.
Yeah, shouldn't you?
Go ahead.
I'm getting secondhand embarrassment just watching it.
Do you need some help?
No.
All right. Okay.
Sorry about the...
We're not even yelling yet. That is a warm hoodie.
Zuck doesn't know yet that this simple act of taking off his hoodie is about to expose him to yet another controversy.
Really? Oh my God, the inside of the hoodie, everybody. Think about it. What is it? Making
the world more open and connected.
Oh my God, it's like a secret vault.
And this weird symbol in the middle that is probably for the Illuminati.
Nightfam, I believe it is after this event that Zuck shifted the way he wanted to show himself to the world. From an awkward tech nerd who shrinks in interviews to a calculated CEO who won't exactly be liked by many, but at least won't be vulnerable again.
Because he just doesn't move his face. Look at his expressions, they're static.
This was also the start of the popular trend to hate on Zuckerberg. Because during this time, he still hasn't unlocked the full power of showing up like a million bucks, or should I say billion. In fact, the entire Silicon Valley was playing the same old game. Steve Jobs wore his iconic simple turtleneck to project his visionary persona. Apple's Tim Cook embraces a more trustworthy, down-to-earth corporate finance guy. Warren Buffett behaves like a humble grandpa to seem more relatable to his investors, and as you know, Zuckerberg himself wears the same gray shirt to send one message. I am a no-nonsense tech guy who's only here to get important things done.
I feel like I'm not doing my job if I spend any of my energy on things that are silly or frivolous about my life.
Because when it comes to ultra-powerful people, there is no such thing as a random choice. They are meant to send a specific message of excellence. Except in the case of Zuck. Well, through the years, he's been a little harder to decode. Seriously, I'm not joking. There is actually one academic expert who has analyzed everything Mark Zuckerberg has said publicly for 20 years. And even this expert still does not feel like he knows him. All of that leading us back to our intriguing question. Is Zuck's recent cool guy transformation then yet another marketing ploy we should not trust?
That's pretty funny.
Well, for the answers, let's look at some revealing leaked emails from December 2019 and January 2020 between Zuck and Peter Thiel. From Peter Thiel, sent on December 31st, 2019. There is a certain sense in which Mark Zuckerberg has been cast as the spokesman for the millennial generation. It is inappropriate because Mark is a highly unrepresentative example of the millennial generation for a whole range of reasons that we do not need to enumerate. Wow. Love that this is like a in-your-face roasting here. Whatever he meant by that. But already you see it is clear how even they know that this is a thing they have to force on Mark Zuckerberg. Now, let's continue reading. Now, from Mark Zuckerberg, sent on January 4th, 2020, subject millennials. I would bet we'll even see a millennial president within the next few cycles by 2032. I most definitely hope for that. I would love to see someone younger on that position. This outlook for future has convinced me that we should shift the center of gravity in our messaging to be more focused on millennial. This is likely particularly important for how I show up, because I am the most well-known person of my generation. I'm definitely going to think about more in terms of how I communicate. So, that was likely the grand plan. 4 years ago, Zuck already laid out his strategy to be seen as this millennial hero. And this style shows so much now in the fashion he embraces. Baggy shirt, more stylish pants, chain, the whole boy next door look. And even better for him, he shifts his image at a very convenient face when tech world is suffering under a dark cloud. Like, this guy got exposed as a fraud, Elizabeth Holmes of Theranos gets sentenced to over 11 years in prison, Elon Musk makes controversial changes on Twitter turned X, and mainstream AI scares people all over the world. At a time when tech felt like an increasingly evil force, Zuck gets the perfect opportunity to shed his skin again. He's not a lizard man, by the way, as I say it, and emerge as a likable hero.
My own fear is that if we lock down development, we end up in a world where basically you have a small number of companies, plus all the adversaries who can steal the model, are the only ones who have access.
And that leads us to this vital moment.
That open source leads to better, safer, and more secure products, faster innovation, and a healthier market.
The world suddenly sees a likable human through a curly-haired Zuck, finally wearing something with color and weight, even a chain on his neck.
The other one wasn't quite big, so I mean...
Someone on the internet adds a beard to his photo, and soon more memes and amused reactions come in. It's crazy how much a beard can change a man's life. Bro turned into Jack Harlow, from stealing your data to stealing your girl. I mean, even Gwyneth Paltrow said that Zuck looks like her ex, Chris Martin from Coldplay. People having just fun with the memes had no idea. They just gifted Zuck with a new type of power that he previously had been in real struggle with, which is being liked. Certainly a very valuable currency that can distract people enough from whatever controversies come his way.
Hey everyone. We got another big AI release today.
As AI advances, Zuck becomes more human. Coincidence? I think not. His PR team has been working overtime.
Like, this guy reorganized an entire company in 3 months. It's unbelievable.
Do you think it is valid then to speculate that this is why Zuck has conveniently mastered how to go viral these days in more charming ways? Like how he appeals to alpha males by being down to fight Elon Musk and sharing more about his jiu-jitsu, wakeboarding, and gym sessions. How he makes himself relatable to the public by posting about McDonald's. How he captures people's attention by experimenting more with his look. Like this, this, and this. How he adopts a refreshing sense of humor and boldness. Like that one time he trolled rivals with a review of Apple Vision Pro.
I do think that there's this whole vibe with Apple fanboys, which I find kind of a little funny.
And as it turns out, how his actually a romantic husband who even built an actual statue for his wife. By the way, we made a video about the relationship of Mark Zuckerberg and his wife Priscilla, so if you want to see it, I invite you to find the video. It's a very good video, and honestly, already at that point, it definitely made me see more of who really Mark Zuckerberg is behind the scenes. I invite you to watch it. Love him or hate him, you gotta admit, this has been the most charming version of Mark Zuckerberg the world has ever seen.
What has led to this personal transformation?
Why, I injured my knee. So I was like, all right. It was kind of like I had my hair cut short because I was like fighting and training before. And like, you know, I'm not doing anything else for the next 9 months. So
it's looking great. It's looking great.
And that's the thing, Nightfam. Even though a part of it was likely calculated, to keep painting Meta as the good guys in the world of tech, it doesn't mean there wasn't also genuine growth for Mark Zuckerberg as a human being. Because if you look at Zuck closely right now, you'll notice he really does seem happier and more comfortable with himself.
Work on this project to like raise the highest quality beef in the world. And it's like, all right, it's like, and it's like, why? I don't know. But I think doing it with some people who I think are awesome. I think it's like those things. That's just what matters to me at this point.
Mark has grown as a CEO and has grown even more as a person. Proud of him. Zach's newfound riz should be a case study. On top of that, he's also now a proud father. And I have no doubt that his daughters probably inspire him to keep becoming his best self too.
Ah! Nice, nice. Up, you've got me in the corner.
I guess all I really want to say is that no one is ever immune to changing themselves for the better. Not even the man some people thought was out of touch with his own emotions.
Yeah, I think a lot of the stuff you live on through your family and the people around you. So, I mean, I just, you know, care a ton about, you know, raising my daughters to be good people. You know, rather than spending a ton of time thinking about legacy, I mostly just think about kind of how I want to live and what I want to build.
And the minute you decide there can still be a brighter way to show up in this world, regardless of why you do it, you will inevitably become a better human.